If Iran attacked the U.S., retired Army Colonel Seth Krumich explains how Iran could target U.S. assets.
The proxies that are out there, think your Hamas, your Hezbollahs, and other proxy organizations that we have, for example, in Iraq, they could attack U.S. military bases, U.K. structure, and that can be with IEDs, indirect fire.
The U.S. Army celebrated its 250th anniversary with a military parade in Washington, D.C., while in Minnesota, the manhunt continues for 57-year-old Vance Bolter. He's the man authorities say shot and killed a state representative and her husband, and also shot and wounded a state senator. This is ABC News.
The Brewers and the Cardinals wrap it up. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers' four-game series at home against the St. Louis Cardinals concludes today. We'll have a recap tonight. Cardinals won last night, 8-5. Things got a little testy between the two teams. 40,000 fans watched as the Brewers' Caleb Durbin ran to first base, now played by the Cardinals' Wilson Contreras. He's the brother of the Brewers' catcher, William. It appeared that Wilson blocked the bag, and some of the Brewers, including Rhys Hoskins, shouted some complaints about the play from the dugout. After the game, Wilson Contreras told St. Louis reporters, well, he said some things about the Brewers I can't repeat. Oh, by the way, Hoskins got beaned by a pitch in that game. It got spicy. Manager Pat Murphy.
Oh, it's Cardinals Brewers, man. There's always going to be high emotion. The players handle that stuff, you know, like that's the way it goes. We're not looking to fight, but we're not going to be pushed around either.
So the Brewers have tomorrow off before heading to Chicago for a three-game series against the first-place Cubs. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Hey, y'all, it's Tyler Hubbard.
Hey, this is Lainey Wilson.
Hey, it's Russell Dickerson, and you're rising up with my buddy John Ritter.
You gotta rise up, rise up.
Good morning. Hi, this is John, and you're waking up with Rise Up Country. It's where we meet every Sunday morning to get our weekly dose of inspiration and a message of hope. Today, we're going to be celebrating fathers on our Father's Day special. And I'll be playing back some of the calls that you shared with us about your dad. And for Darius Rucker, growing up in his household, there wasn't a father to be found.
My dad was never there. There was a time when I said he left before I was born, but then I realized he was never really there. Never had that father figure. Didn't have an uncle to look up to. Didn't have that father figure.
But thank God there's men out there that are willing to step up and take the place of dad. And Darius is going to tell us about one of them in just a minute. Maybe you had a daddy in your home, or maybe you had someone that stepped up and took the place of your father. I'd love to hear your story. Give me a call at 844-717-7774.
I got sent home from school one day with a shiner on my eye. Fighting was against the rules and it didn't matter why. When Dad got home, I told that story just like I'd rehearsed. Then stood there on those trembling knees, waited for the worst. And he said, let me tell you a secret about a father's love. A secret that my daddy said was just between us. He said, daddies don't just love their children every now and then. It's a love without end, amen. It's a love without end, amen. When I became a father in the spring of 81, there was no doubt that stubborn boy was just like my father's son. And when I thought my patience had been tested to the end, I took my daddy's secret and I passed it on to him. I said, let me tell you a secret about a father's love. A secret that my daddy said was just between us. I said, daddies don't just love their children every now and then. It's a love without end, amen. It's a love without end, amen. Last night I dreamed I died and stood outside those pearly gates. When suddenly I realized there must be some mistake. If they know half the things I've done, they'll never let me in. And somewhere from the other side, I heard these words again. And they said, let me tell you a secret about a father's love. A secret that my daddy said was just between us. You see, daddies don't just love their children every now and then. It's a love without end, amen. It's a love without end, amen.
Thanks for calling Rise Up Country. I want to hear your story about your dad.
My father was the one who kind of instilled that, you know, I guess the heart in me. My mom had passed away before I was two. He remarried a couple times, so we had a couple stepmoms coming in and out of our lives. But my dad was always the one that said, you know, no matter what your teachers say, you can do it. And you can be, you know, whatever, be the best you want to be. So I fortunately was able to grow up and raise three sons. Two of them have already graduated from college, and my third will graduate this year. So that's just a big accomplishment for me and, I guess, an encouragement in my life.
Here's a special Father's Day song written by Thomas Rhett, Things Dads Do.
Make you mow the grass and do it for free. When you think you're done, he'll say rake the leaves. He'll say it builds character, but it's 90 degrees. You'll cuss him under your breath. He won't let you quit your football team or hang with the kid that lives down the street, 'cause he heard he smokes dope and got holes in his jeans. Looking back, he was right, I guess. Things dads do, he'll act like he does when he don't have a clue. And I know it seems like he's flying by the seat of his out of style jeans. You'll get him when he ruins your cool, when he pulls out his camera on your first day of school. And that's just a few things dads do. To hand you the keys to a hand-me-down truck and take them right back when you tear it up on your first broken heart. I say, son, tell you what, let's talk it out. And says, y'all come on in. He'll say she looks perfect, then shake your hand and say, now you'll understand. Things dads do, you'll think it's crazy until you want to, and you'll lose your mind. In a couple years sleep in just 3 months time, the next thing almost one, she's cutting her teeth and you'll rip your things dads do, things dads do.
Hanging out with Dierks Bentley on the Rise Up Father's Day special. And Dierks, do you have any of those fond memories about your daddy? I know you lost him.
Yeah, for me, my dad always wore a Timex watch, you know, an Iron Man Timex watch, which I also have one myself in honor of him. When he died, I was there with him, and I was holding his hand as he passed away. And I remember, it was kind of a weird thing to think about. I was like, I just want that watch. That's all I ever wanted. It was just that watch. He always wore it, and I got it, and it lasted me about 2 weeks of my lifestyle. It was already kind of beat up, and it just didn't make it very long. But I still have it, and it still means a lot to me. It's probably worth about 2 cents, but yeah, just that watch, that physical reminder of him.
It's just an old beat-up truck. Some say that I should trade up now that I got some jangle in my pocket. But what they don't understand is it's the miles that make a man. I wouldn't trade that thing in for a rocket. What they don't know is my dad and me, we drove her out to Tennessee. She's still here now, he's gone. So I hold on. It's just an old beat up box. It's rusty strings across the top. It probably don't look like much to you, but these dents and scratches in the wood, yeah, that's what makes it sound so good. To me, it's better than brand new. You see this here flat top guitar's had my back in a million bars, singing every country song. So I hold on to the things I believe in. My faith, your love, our freedom. To the things I can count on to keep me going strong. Yeah. Let me tell you something. I hold on. I hold on. Can you hear me, baby? I hold on. Yeah.
Morning, welcome to Rise Up Country. I want to hear your Father's Day story.
I appreciate you taking my call. I'm 45, and I was blessed with two twin girls and Joy 7 years ago. And God put on our hearts when they were little babies that even when they were crying, it was a blessing from God. And as they grew, I worked 10, 12 hours a day, early in the morning to mid-afternoon. I come home, and they go, Daddy, can I play with you? And they have a ball in their hands. And there I am for them, right out of my car playing with them every moment I have. And then last weekend I have my little girl Joy in my arms in worship service, and she says, "Daddy, you have gray things in your hair." and those are the moments that I'll always, you know, honor every moment I have with them. I figured I might live till 70, 80 years old if God blesses me, and to give up 20 years of my life directly for them is everything for my wife and I. We're very, very blessed with them.
Here's a brand new one by Lee Bryce, Cry.
Who says a man don't cry? Yeah, somebody done told you a lie. I've been crying over you all night. Who says a man don't cry? And who says a man don't hurt? Never had their heart ripped out of their shirt. Been lonely and down in the dirt. Who says a man don't hurt? 'Cause baby, 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 tell me who says a man don't beg. And didn't see me in the rain on the night she left. Begging, please don't say goodbye yet. Who says a man don't beg? Somebody gone and told you a lie, 'cause I've been crying over you all night. Who says a man don't cry? Who says a man don't cry? I've been crying in my bed, crying in my bed, crying on the pillow where you used to lay your head. I'ma cry myself to sleep tonight. Who says a man? Sleep tonight. Who says a man don't cry?
You're listening to Rise Up Country. Today we're saluting all the fathers out there. And coming up, Miranda Lambert has a great story about her dad and why you can't keep a good man down.
If you've got a message of hope, dial 844-7774.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Refresh your home today with window images, blinds, and shades. We have everything you need to update your window treatments. We carry vinyl, aluminum, and faux wood blinds, cellular shades, and more. Plus, get them trimmed to width in-store for free. Also, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards. $5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code AIRPORT25 to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code AIRPORT25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code AIRPORT25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, tomorrow, mostly cloudy. Isolated showers and thunderstorms. Low tonight around 50. High tomorrow close to 70. Monday looks partly sunny and warmer, muggy as well, with scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs within a few degrees of 80. Right now it's 53.
Ain't no coincidence.
Want to say good morning to our new affiliate, WCQM-FM 98Q Country, Park Falls, Wisconsin. Here's Rodney Adkins and his son, Elijah, following in his daddy's footsteps. I've been watching you.
Driving through town, just my boy and me, with a Happy Meal in his booster seat. Knowing that he couldn't have the toy till his nuggets were gone. A green traffic light turned straight to red. I hit my brakes and mumbled under my breath. His fries went a-flying and his orange drink covered his lap. And in my four-year-old said a four-letter word. It started with this and I was concerned. So I said, son, now where'd you learn to talk like that?
He said, I've been watching you, that ain't that cool. I'm your buckaroo, I wanna be like you. Eat all my food and go as tall as you are. We got cowboy boots and camel pants. Yeah, we're just alike, hey, ain't we dead? I wanna do everything you do, cause I've been watching you.
Well, we got back home and I went to the barn. Bowed my head and I prayed real hard. Said, Lord, please help me help my stupid self. Then this out of bedtime later that night, turning on my son's Scooby-Doo nightlight. He crawled out of bed and he got down on his knees. He closed his little eyes, folded his little hands. He spoke to God like he was talking to a friend. And I said, son, now where'd you learn to pray like that?
He said, I've been watching you, that ain't that cool. I'm your buckaroo, I wanna be like you. Eat all my food and go as tall as you are. Love fixing things and what am I missing? Yeah, we're just like, hey, ain't we dead? I wanna do everything you do, cause I've been watching you.
With tears in my eyes, I wrapped him in a hug. Said, my little bear is growing up. He said, but when I'm big, I'll still know what do. Yeah. I've been watching you, Dad, ain't that cool? I'm your buckaroo, I wanna be like you. Eat all my food, grow as tall as you are. By then I'll be strong as
You're listening to the Rise Up Father's Day special, and I remember a conversation I had with Miranda Lambert. It was pretty moving, all about her daddy and the reason her song, The House That Built Me, meant so much to her.
When I was young, we lost everything we had. Kind of told the story a lot during the time of House That Built Me, and that's why that song means what it does to me. But my dad's business just went down, sometimes as they do with a mom-and-pop company, and the phone stopped ringing, and we lost our house and our cars, and our dog of 15 years passed away the same day. And it was just like,
wow.
Even though I was 5 years old, I remember the pain, and I remember knowing that something was really bad. And so saying that, whenever my parents got back on their feet, they raised us off the land for 2 years. We had a farm, and it was a subsistence farm. I mean, we didn't even really go to the grocery store for anything but milk. And that's kind of shaped me, not only, I think, to have this drive to always be able to take care of myself and my family, but also in my personal life. You know, the first thing I did when I got some money is go buy myself a farm. Mm-hmm. And I guess it's that same mindset of, I always want to be able to take care, whether it's financially or whether I have hogs I can slaughter on my own land if something goes bad. You know, it's kind of like losing everything and watching Dad rebuild it and teach us a life lesson kind of shaped me.
I know they say can't go home again. I just had to come back one last time. Ma'am, I know you don't know me from Adam, but these handprints on the front steps are mine. Up those stairs in that little back bedroom, where I did my homework and I learned to play guitar. And I bet you didn't know, under that live oak, my favorite dog is buried in the yard. I thought if I could touch this place, I'll feel it, this brokenness inside me might start healing. Just come in, I swear I'll leave. Won't take nothing but a memory from the house that built me. Mama cut out pictures of houses for years, from Better Homes and Garden magazine. Plans were drawn and concrete poured, nail by nail and board by board. Daddy gave life to Mama's dream. I thought if I could touch this place, I'll feel it, this brokenness inside me might start healing. But a memory from the house that built me. You leave home, you move on, and you do the best you can. I got lost in this old world and forgot who I am. I thought if I could touch this place, so feel nothing but a memory from the house that built me.
You know, my dad's good with his hands. He can build things. Sometimes he has to fix things that I break. He does whatever Mom wants him to do, like painting and stuff, like that stuff.
My dad's hands are a lot bigger than mine, but when he holds my hand, he's always gentle and doesn't smush it. You know, Mom said Daddy used to always hold me when I was a baby, and he'd rub my back till I fell asleep. Whenever I have a bad dream or kids are picking on me, Daddy always hugs me and makes my heart feel better. He calls me Daddy's girl,
and he calls me his little prince. We all play baseball, and our favorite game is jumping on Dad's stomach.
I like to watch my dad put on clothes that he used to wear, and they never fit. It makes me laugh till I cry.
Sometimes Dad gets serious, and he tells us, "I'm disappointed in your behavior." But he always lets us know he loves us more than anything.
Those are my little kids when they're wee little. And I remember driving around the mountains of Lake Tahoe, and one time I looked at my daughter and I said, "Oh my gosh, there's a jerk on my tail. I better let him go around." And a few minutes later, she said, "Hey, Daddy, don't look now, but I think there's another jerk back there." So you have to be careful what you say to the kids, don't you? Here's Kane Brown. I know he understands what I'm talking about.
7:30 in the morning in a Mickey D's drive-thru. Two muffins, one coffee, and a little bitty orange juice. I saw a man with a sign on the corner. I rolled my window down, handed him a dollar. That's when I heard her ask, "Hey, Daddy, who's that?" And before I could answer back, she said, "Daddy, look, there's a plane in the sky. Are we there yet? Did you just see that dog run by? The squirrels have houses in the trees. Why God put stingers on honeybees? It's crazy all the things she sees on the side of the road, out of that window beside her. I wish I could be more like her. My little dangling feet, pretty and pink backseat driver." Later on that day on the highway back home, I saw a lady in a black Mercedes yelling at her phone. She flew by me with her finger in the air, and I had to act like I didn't care. And that's when I heard her ask, "Daddy, why was she so mad?" Before I could answer back, she said, "Daddy, can you please turn up the radio? Hey, what are you pushing with your feet that makes us go? Trees, why God put stingers on honeybees? It's crazy all the things she sees on the side of the road, out of that window beside her. I wish I could be more like her. My little dangling feet, pretty and pink backseat driver. One day I'll look back. Saying, Daddy, look, there's a plane in the sky. Are we there yet? Did you just see that dog run by? The squirrels have houses in the trees. Why would God put a stinger on a honeybee? It's crazy all the things she sees on the side of the road, out of that window beside her. I wish I could be more like. My little dangling feet, pretty and pink backseat driver. My backseat driver. It's 7:30 in the morning in a Mickey D's drive-thru. Two muffins, one coffee, and a little bitty orange juice.
Celebrating daddies on today's Rise Up Country. Let's go to the phones. How you doing today?
Pretty good, John. I'm 85 years old, and I'm as happy as a lark. I enjoy your program, and the reason I'm calling is I'd like for you to wish my dad a happy Father's Day. I've never seen him. He passed away when I was 11 months old. And you tell these kids to start learning how to enjoy their parents, take good care of them, and love them.
Well, those are some great words of advice.
You've helped me a heck of a lot with everything you say on your program. I enjoy it. Thank you, John.
Well, thank you, and I'll talk to you later. Coming up in just a minute, new country artist George Burge is going to tell us how he wants to be remembered and what he's most proud of.
If you've got a message of hope, dial 844-717-7774. Rise up.
Get ready for two big days this year, Friday and Saturday, June 27th and 28th, for Kenan Georgetown Fire Department's Truck and Tractor Pull at Kenan Memorial Park off of County N in Kenan, Wisconsin. Weigh-ins start Friday at 6 p.m. with Western Wisconsin Truck Pullers, 11 classes plus semis at 7 p.m. Saturday weigh-ins 9 to 11 a.m. with Mid-State Pullers of Wisconsin, two hooks per vehicle, including Track Patrol Eliminator in three categories. Take in family fun with a parade, children's museum, food from John and Heidi's Happy Days, raffles, and so much more. All proceeds go to Kenan Georgetown Fire Department. Don't miss it!
Father's Day is Sunday, and if you haven't found a gift yet, don't panic. Just come to Macy's Father's Day sale for gifts that'll make Dad say, "This is perfect." Shop designer polos from Lacoste and Tommy Hilfiger, 30 to 50% off. Watches from Citizen and Bulova, 30% off. Fragrance gift sets, boxed and ready to give. Even a 36-piece Cuisinart grill set, now half off. Hurry in. Father's Day is this Sunday, and this sale is happening now at Macy's. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Q Country.
Did you know 98Q Country now posts some of their best content online for you to listen anytime?
Wow.
It's just at 98QCountry.com. Go to the top of the page. Here, I'll do it with you. 98QCountry.com. Yes, the numbers, 98, then the letter Q, country, dot, that's the period button down there, com, C-O-M. And then just hit enter. There you go.
Oh.
Now when you're at 98QCountry.com, simply click podcasts at the top of the page. No, not the logo. You're already on the website.
Hmm.
Click 98Q Podcast. It's in the top right corner. You click it once. Boy, I thought this was going to be easy. There you go. Some of our most recent and most valuable content is there, like Joel's reality radio segments.
Uh-huh.
You can even check on old shopping show segments to see what kind of deals you can take advantage of.
Uh-huh.
Even some of Gray's content in the afternoon show.
Ooh.
It's the 98Q Podcast section of 98QCountry.com. 98Q Country content available on demand.
Aha. Uh-huh.
An unsuspecting driver at a Milwaukee barbershop.
I got an apprentice here shadowing me. I'm gonna put this hot towel on, man. About a good 3 minutes, all right?
The apprentice is Donald Driver.
So when you come here, you drive?
Yes.
Your car got seatbelts?
Yeah.
You wear them?
No.
Okay, but why not?
I don't want to.
But do you know you can get a ticket for that?
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna give you a ticket. Bet you wish you buckle up now.
Oh my God.
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Take it, click it. There we go.
Click it or tick it.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways. Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
When the dark clouds are rolling in, I know a place to go. It'll lift you up and give you hope right here on your radio. You're gonna find out those country stars are a lot like me and you. They got their ups and downs and turnarounds. They got a story too. Get your weekly dose of inspiration, John Ritter and the Rise Up Show.
It was painted red, the stripe was white, it was 18 feet from the bow to stern light. Second hand, from a dealer in Atlanta, I rode up with Daddy when he went there to get her. Put on a shine, put on a motor, built out of love, made for the water. Ran her for years till her transom got rotten. A piece of my childhood that'll never be forgotten. It was just an old plywood boat, the 75 Johnson with electric choke. A young boy, two hands on the wheel. I can't replace the way it made me feel. And I would turn her sharp, I'd make it wine, he'd say, you can't beat the way an old wood boat rides. Just a little lake across the Alabama line, but I was king of the ocean when Daddy let me drive. Just an old half-ton short bed Ford my uncle bought new in 64. Daddy got it right, cause the engine was smoking. Couple of burnt valves and he had it going. He'd let me drive her, and we'd haul off a load down a dirt strip where we'd dump trash off a thick tin road. I'd sit up in the seat and stretch my feet out to the pedals, smiling like a hero that just received his medal. It was just an old hand-me-down Ford with 3-speed on the column and a dent in the door. A young boy, two hands on the wheel. I can't replace the way it made me feel. And I would press that clutch and I'd keep it right. He'd say, a little slower, son, you're doing just fine. Just a dirt road with trash on each side, but I was Mario Andretti when Daddy let me drive. I'm grown up now, 3 daughters of my own. I let them drive my old Jeep across the pasture at our home. Maybe one day they'll reach back in their file and pull out that old memory and think of me and smile and say, it's just an old worn out Jeep, rusty old floorboards, hot on my feet. A young girl, 2 hands on the wheel. I can't replace the way it made me feel. And he'd say, turn it left and steer it right. Straighten up, girl, now you're doing just fine. Just a little valley by the river where we'd ride, but I was high on a mountain when Daddy let me drive. Daddy let me drive. Oh, he let me drive. She's just an old plywood boat with a 75 Johnson with electric choke.
Hanging out with George Burge on the Rise Up Father's Day special. And buddy, I know you just love being a dad, don't you?
Being a dad is the best job that I could ever ask for. And if I could be remembered for anything, first and foremost, it would hopefully be to be a good dad and a good husband. So I can't say I make the right decisions all the time, but I was thankful that they got to see that that's how dad wants to do business and hopefully how they do business going forward too.
I think it's awesome, man. I mean, I'm reading about your life. I mean, aren't you a pinch me kind of guy?
100%. I mean, it's funny sitting in the chair that I am now, finally having some success with my first ever hit song on my hands. I look back at that guy that was dreaming about doing this and kind of just like blindly having faith that it was going to work out, even though there was a 99.9% chance that it wouldn't work out. And I'm sitting here looking back at that guy and I'm like, you had to be completely insane to be chasing this dream and believe all these stars would align for you and work out. But by the grace of God, it has. You know, I've just gotten lucky break after lucky break, and I've had so many good friends kind of lift me up and set me in the right direction, and just things that almost feel serendipitous happening. So I am feeling unbelievably grateful, especially that this is all kind of coming to a head where I can settle down and celebrate it with the people closest to me, like my wife and my kids, that have made so many sacrifices for me to be here in the first place. So I'm feeling like a lucky guy, John.
Loves being a daddy, George Burge. Here he is with his latest, It Won't Be Long.
It won't be long till that shadow jack works your nerve up to get a night. It won't be long till the parking lot kissed by your truck turns into a date. It won't be long till your buddies wonder where you've been, cause you skipped out on a duck trip again. It won't be long till you see your old man was right when he said the funny thing about life is it might be crazy, it might be sweet, might not be perfect anymore.
that you ever saw coming, but it gets a little better when it's been around something. So buy the drink, steal the kiss, make the trip, take the risk, love hard as you can and just hold on, 'cause life might be a lot of things, but it won't be long. It won't be long till you take a starter house to the studs and paint it white. It won't be long till there's a crib where the pool table was and you're up all night. It won't be long till you're sitting at a ball game and your last name's at the plate wearing seven again. And right there in your folding chair, that's where it all sinks in. It might be crazy, it might be sweet, might not be perfect, and it might be the last thing that you ever saw coming, but it gets a little better when it's been around something. So buy the drink, steal the kiss, make the trip, take the risk, love hard as you can and just hold on, 'cause life might be a lot of things, but it won't be. Won't be long till there's a beer at a bar with the boy that you raised. He's a man with a girl and a boy on the way, and it's faster and faster, it ain't slowing down till you're talking about life and you're telling him how. It might be crazy, it might be sweet, might not be perfect, and it might be the last thing that you ever saw coming, but it gets a little better when it's been around something. So buy the drink, steal the kiss, make the trip, take the risk, love hard as you can and just hold on, 'cause life might be a lot of things, but it won't be long. No, no, it won't be long.
Rise Up Country. So go ahead and tell me about your daddy.
My dad was one of the biggest influences in my life. And no matter where we would go, the first thing he would always ask somebody is, where do you go to church? I grew up saying that. And so now, like, when I go out and I see people, now that's the first thing I do. And I'm teaching my kids how to do that.
I think I'm going to copy it. That's a great way to say it, rather than do you believe in God? Hey, thank you so much for sharing your story with us, and I'm glad you had that kind of a daddy.
Hi.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Man, does Darius Rucker have a story about someone who stepped in for his dad. He'll tell us about it in just a minute.
If you've got a message of hope, dial 844-717-7774.
Feeling down and out and don't know what to do.
Rise up.
Realize you're not alone. There's people just like you. You've got a friend to lift you up on the radio.
Rise up.
So catch the country spirit with the Rise Up Show.
You're listening to the Rise Up Father's Day Special. And I remember a time I was sitting down talking with Darius Rucker, and I think he told me there was 9+ kids in the house and no dad was anywhere to be found, and his neighbor stepped up.
Right down the street, about 2 doors down and across the street from me, my best friend lived there. His name was David Campbell, and his dad lived there. My dad was never there. There was a time where I said he left before I was born, but then I realized he was never really there. My dad just wasn't there. Never had that father figure. Didn't have an uncle to look up to. Didn't have that father figure.
So Mr. Campbell kind of kept you on track then.
I was a pretty good kid. I didn't get in a lot of trouble. But if I did, my mom, I knew I was catching the wrath of her, and I knew the second I stepped out in the street and Mr. Campbell was home, I was getting it. Come here, son. You know, come in the house. I was getting it. And he was the guy, you know, I remember being a 7-year-old kid finishing my football season and having a father-son dinner. You know, and this is 1973, 74. You don't take your mom to a father and son. It was this is a different time. And so I just decided I wasn't going to go to the banquet because I had nobody to take. And it's a Friday banquet. I'll never forget this. Thursday, I'm walking the neighborhood. I'm cool with it. You know, it's been my life for 7 years. I'm used to it. No big deal. And so I'm walking by Mr. Campbell's house. Mr. Campbell says, Derek, come here. I said, yes, sir. He said, so what time are you leaving for that banquet? I was like, what banquet? He said, your banquet tomorrow, man. You know, I'm off from work. I'm going to take you to that banquet. I was like, man. You know, wow. Really?
All right. Don't need no five-star reservations. I got spaghetti and a cheap bottle of wine. Don't need no concert in the city. I got a stereo and the best of Patsy Cline. Ain't got no caviar, no Dom Perignon. But as far as I can see, I got everything I want. The woman I love laying in my bed, and it's alright, alright. I got shoes under my feet forever, and the eyes staring back at me, and it's alright, alright. Yeah, I got all I need, and it's alright by me. Maybe later on we'll walk down to the river, lay on a blanket and stare up at the moon. It may not be no French Riviera, but it's all the same to me as long as I'm with you. Maybe a simple life, but that's okay, yeah. If you ask me, baby, I think I've got it made. Cause I got a roof over my head, the woman I love laying in my bed, and it's alright, alright. I got shoes under my feet forever, in the eyes staring back at me, and it's alright, alright. Yeah, I got all I need, and it's alright by.
Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The Israeli Defense Ministry says it's been flying nonstop over Iran for more than 50 hours since the military operation began. ABC's Marcus Moore is in Bat Yam, Israel.
Israel claims it has killed at least 9 Iranian nuclear scientists since its surprise operation earlier this week. Iran saying at least 78 people have been killed. The death toll climbing on both sides with no immediate signs of peace.
At least 13 people were killed overnight in Israel. President Trump warned Iran against retaliating against the U.S. There were protests against the Trump administration's policies in cities across the country on Saturday. While in Minnesota, the manhunt continues for the man suspected of killing State Representative Melissa Hortman and her husband in what Governor Tim Walz called a politically motivated attack. Another state senator and his wife were injured in their home. This is ABC News.
The Brewers and the Cardinals wrap it up. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers' four-game series at home against the St. Louis Cardinals concludes today. We'll have a recap tonight. Cardinals won last night, 8-5. Things got a little testy between the two teams. 40,000 fans watched as the Brewers' Caleb Durbin ran to first base, now played by the Cardinals' Wilson Contreras. He's the brother of the Brewers' catcher, William. It appeared that Wilson blocked the bag, and some of the Brewers, including Rhys Hoskins, shouted some complaints about the play from the dugout. After the game, Wilson Contreras told St. Louis reporters, well, he said some things about the Brewers I can't repeat. Oh, by the way, Hoskins got beaned by a pitch in that game. It got spicy. Manager Pat Murphy.
Oh, it's Cardinals Brewers, man. There's always going to be high emotion. The players handle that stuff, you know, like that's the way it goes. We're not looking to fight, but we're not going to be pushed around either.
So the Brewers have tomorrow off before heading to Chicago for a three-game series against the first-place Cubs. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Coming up this hour, stories by Keith Urban, Old Dominion, and Ashley Cook, all about dads.
Rise on up Sunday morning, John Ritter on the radio. Stories of inspiration, gonna get you on the go. Don't tell God your great big problems, tell your problems about your great big God and rise up.
His best friend. I've cut down crying to every other weekend. Thanks for asking how I've been. I've gotten too good at hiding it with him. I'm okay, things are great, but the truth is, yeah, the truth is I'm doing fine enough to know. The day I turned 19, and Mama drove north to find a new beginning. I blame God, I blame myself. Then I found my knees and prayed like hell. It's funny how a touch of grace gives you healing. Yeah, I'm healing.
Yeah.
That was Lauren Elena. She's doing fine. You're listening to the Rise Up Father's Day special. I remember a conversation I had with Keith Urban, and it was a tough one. We were talking about his dad and some of the bad habits that he had that had an impact on Keith growing up.
You know, I was born in an alcoholic family. My dad was alcoholic, and, you know, my journey is being raised in that family and whatever that carries with it as I go into adulthood. And I would never in a million years have thought I'm still dealing with that or still processing it, still reconciling my father, who's long since passed away, never got sober. And it's important because my own feeling on it is that we're not responsible from where we came from. It's not our fault. Whatever family we were born in, whatever environment we're born in, we didn't choose it.